Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Dexcom. The key to living your best life is about spending more time in range, and that starts with Dexcom. Dexcom G6 is a discreet, wearable device that monitors your levels and sends glucose readings to your phone every 5 minutes, so you can keep your glucose in range. No more finger-sticking or scanning. Don't let diabetes get in your way. Visit Dexcom.com. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
If you're looking for the perfect birthday gift to make your friends and family feel the love on their special day, check out 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers is your ultimate birthday gifting destination, with thoughtful and artfully crafted options guaranteed to deliver the best smiles. Make every birthday brighter with gorgeous bouquets, gifts, and more. To get 15% off on your order, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15 for 15% off.
You can watch the NFL playoffs like a fan, or you can prep like a scout if you listen to the award-winning Move the Sticks podcast. The show is hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us are bringing the knowledge from a career as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before. We'll break down film from the professional and college game to get you ready for the Super Bowl, the draft, and kickoff next fall. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Good morning to you, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Merry everything to you. Along with Rob Parker, I'm Doug Gottlieb, and welcome in. Next 3 hours, we got you covered. Eric Mangini will join us in about 25 minutes. As we'll get you ready for a very, very interesting weekend, National Football League. And we still don't know half of these guys, are they going to play? But, Rob, I think, and I don't want to say like the sports world is rocked, right? Like, John Madden, honestly, had been pretty much, I think, out of the minds of most NFL fans in terms of watching football for a long time, right? It's been a minute since he broadcast a game. That said, between the Madden documentary, which came out
Christmas Day,
right? And the fact that, you know, kids still play Madden when John Madden dies at the age of 85, it's one of those moments where I do think that our job And this is where it's hard to be. And I've been really young in this job. When you started in this job a long time ago.
I was 22 years old at the Daily News in New York, Doug, 1986. So I've been around for a minute.
Right. But the point is, it's really hard when you're young. And I think I was fortunate when I was a kid that my dad was, whether or not his history and his recollection, remember, it's part of it is me parroting what I heard from my dad for a long time, as well as what I read. But it's really hard when you're in your 20s and you're a broadcaster to give true perspective on it. I have enough perspective on Madden. And I know, and again, part of it is me and, you know, like my entire life, I grew up playing the video game. Matter of fact, I actually talked about it yesterday on my own show, which was, I can't compete with my son right now in Madden. My son's 12 and he does the practice stuff some, but I can't even get to halftime without wanting to shut the game off.
Wow. I'm of the age where I've never played Madden ever. I've never even touched the thing.
I've played all but maybe one or two, right?
Wow.
Where there's one or two. And I used to, when I first got into broadcasting, I'm in my mid 20s. I'm 26 years old, whatever. I used to play it. I used to get it when it first came out. And one of the things it was good for was updating on who was where.
Right.
Obviously, you know all the big guys, but you got to know all the defensive players. And before I had kids, I would sit around and play video games. And one of the things I would convince myself of is if I could play every team, it would help me with my recollection of who was on what team.
Right.
I didn't like to, you know, go through every roster any other way. That one just worked for me. And the last couple of years, they've had the live updating of rosters and other information. So it's even better. But John Madden dies last night at the age of 85. And you and I, we had the same thought, which was, what was yours?
Was that nobody really knows what a great coach he was. And we all know about the broadcast and the four networks. And I remember him with what I consider the best broadcasting team. And maybe it's just because I was a kid and more impressionable, you know, but Pat Summerall and John Madden on CBS, that to me was the standard. You know, like those two guys doing football, and obviously they moved over to Fox, and then he worked with Al Michaels, who's a great broadcaster as well. But I always think of John Madden and Pat Summerall. But this dude was an unbelievable coach, a young coach. You know, we talk about the Sean McVays or whatever. John Madden was that guy at 32. He was. And the difference is John Madden was great for his 10 years as a coach with the Raiders and won a Super Bowl, had a winning, never had a losing record and made the playoffs 8 out of 10, has the highest winning percentage of any coach in NFL history that has at least 100 games coached. I mean, he was truly dynamic. And when I think about Oakland at that time, too, Doug, he was a part, you know, Oakland is now beat up and, you know, nobody talks about Oakland and they lost their football team. They lost their basketball
twice.
Team.
They're going to lose their football team twice.
Exactly. They're going to lose their baseball team, probably to Las Vegas as well. And now it's a wasteland. But back in the 70s, when John Madden won the Super Bowl with the Raiders in 77, that was a sports mecca. The Warriors and Rick Barry won a championship in 75. The Oakland A's had a great team with Reggie Jackson and guys like that, Joe Rudy. And those guys won 3 World Series in a row, 72, 73, 74. Warriors won in 75, and the Raiders won in 77. So Oakland was a sports hotbed, and John Madden was a big part of that.
You know, it really, though, is amazing. It's like Madden with the video games is George Foreman with the grill.
Yep.
You know? Where
that's a good way of looking at it.
Something you do in terms of an endorsement that becomes so powerful, we forget about all the other stuff. And I think, obviously, Foreman coming back and being the oldest heavyweight champion, you know, reinvigorated the, oh yeah, he was a great boxer. But in terms of the first version of George Foreman, and he kind of totally remade himself. The one thing about Madden that's different than a George Foreman is, He didn't really remake himself. He was always that guy. Like, his personality didn't change. It didn't become a TV personality. It was kind of one guy. But yes, when the I knew he was a great coach. I had forgotten it was at 32 he became a head coach.
Right.
And the consistency of complete dominance. And whether or not it was a different era or how much you want to credit Al Davis or whatever, he was great in everything he did, right? He was great as a coach. He was great as a broadcaster. And he was great as a endorser. He was a very, very unique guy who, the video game helped him stay relevant
and the story about that, right, was the guys who invented it waited outside the press entrance or whatever and said that they wanted to put his name on it. Like, it's not people, he didn't invent it or anything. They just I think you mentioned the George Foreman grill. They offered that to who's the wrestler? Oh my God, I just Hulk Hogan? First. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It was offered to him. He wasn't interested in it, and can you imagine kicking himself later? And it was just, hey, you want to put your name on this grill? And then they sold a gazillion grills, you know, like, and George Foreman made a ton of money. They had to wind up making a deal with him because of the amount of money he was making off of it.
You know that reminds me. That reminds me of when we were at the other place. You know, a good friend of mine. You know, John Anderson, Sports Center.
Sure.
You remember he did Wipeout. But yep. the story that Scott Van Pelt had told when he used to have a radio show was, I mean, maybe Russillo told this story, was they called Van Pelt first, right, and offered him Wipeout. And he was like, it kind of sounds like a Japanese game show, sort of. Mm-hmm. And they're like, that's exactly what it's going to be like, you know, going to be silly like that. He's like, yeah, I'm going to pass. I mean, right. John Anderson is going to go out to his mailbox for the rest of his life. And get a healthy check from that show Wipeout.
No doubt. That's sometimes when people pass up stuff, like even Hulk Hogan, you're doing, and all due respect, but you're a fake wrestler. Like, oh, a grill,
yes,
is beneath you.
But it also speaks to just how big those guys were, right? Like, yeah. I remember when I was a kid, I flew cross country. I was probably about my son's age, 11 or 12. And I had my late uncle, he lived in Stamford, Connecticut, and I spent winter break with him 1 year, with him and his family. And I remember getting on a plane, and it was, you know, you're like a junior, say, like walking to the gate, whatever. I'd flown plenty. And Hulk Hogan was on our plane in first class. And you would have thought the Pope or Jesus or the President of the United States, you know, was getting on the plane. Like, that's how big Hulk Hogan was. So yes, I agree. And Hogan's there's another interesting one or whatever. But yes, guys pass on stuff all the time.
Yep.
You know. And then there's other guys that never pass on anything.
No, we know those guys as well. They're on everything. I mean, Shaq's on everything. I mean, how many endorsements?
But now Shaq's deal is Shaq takes equity. That's his deal. Don't pay me, or if you're going to pay me a little bit, pay me less.
Right, right.
Give me some equity,
and
that's how he's built
everything.
Brilliant. Yeah. He's built up his empire that way.
No doubt. But John Madden was a and when you talk about coaches, like great coaches in the history of the NFL, his name never comes up. Like, I never. It's about Bill Belichick, Vince Lombardi, of course. Who else am I thinking?
I don't know if Lombardi comes up. I think the modern era of football, it's just like, it's like basketball.
Well, the trophy.
You know, we're
named
not, we don't say Red Auerbach's name.
Yeah, you might be right. Maybe,
you know,
maybe
I just.
But I guess I hear his name more because of the trophy. You know what I mean? Like, his name is still out there, and you're right. Probably
well, his name's
a lot
on
of a sta- the
his name's
people.
On a stadium as well, right?
Right.
I mean, it's not a stadium. I'm trying to, the Lambeau, why did I say Lombardi? That was,
yeah, yeah,
that was
yeah,
a major
no.
brain
But the trophy,
this.
Right.
Yes, the Lombardi Award. I think NFL Films, although I'm not sure how much NFL Films is going to affect kids anymore. Like, they just don't watch. Like, they'll watch. I don't know if that's what we've kind of changed in what football is about. Part of what made NFL Films so great and what made the Hank Strams and what made was, you know, some of the Lombardi stuff, whatever, is that was the only one, that was the first, that was like the first mic'd up type of stuff. That was the only insight, but you didn't have anything else the rest of the week. Like
no.
Now you have, everybody covers the NFL all the time. There's shows and a network completely dedicated to the NFL. So your thirst for NFL, your thirst for what really goes on was there, and now you don't have it as much. But
Think about it, just talking about that aspect, for most, and people probably can't, you know, believe it, but the only time we saw games out of our market or not our home teams, Doug, was on Monday Night Football when Howard Cosell did the highlights around the entire league. It was must-see TV. That was the only way you could see the Rams or the 49ers highlights or anything outside of, and me growing up in New York, you know, Jets or Giants stuff, was on Monday Night Football. And it was must-see. It was just not the same now where you have access to everything. And you could be a fan of any team because you could actually see. Back then, if you lived in New York, for the most part, you were a New York fan, right? Because you just didn't have access to the other teams or information that you would need to be a fan.
Well, it's interesting. You know, this is Howard Cosell. Right? I used to do that when I was a kid. You know, announce my own games when I was shooting outside. But you know, when you grew up in Southern California, and my dad was a New Yorker, so he's a Giant fan. There used to be sports bars where you could go and get the Giants games,
or you had to go get
the big satellite dish. And one of the things I think most people don't understand, because they didn't live in Los Angeles for the last 25 years before, when there was 20 years when there's no NFL team, is it actually was kind of a breath of fresh air, because a lot of people were not Raider fans, right? Raiders are still the most popular team in LA. Okay, and I grew up in Orange County where the Rams played, but they weren't super popular because most people were from somewhere else. So when they moved away in the early 90s, the NFL wasn't as popular as it is now. And I know you're not talking about the 70s and 80s.
No, it wasn't. But the largest market didn't have a football team for 20
years. Right, but I actually think it helped grow the popularity in LA because you had the best games on. You had two games on in every window.
Right. I know what you're saying.
So people were like, well, how come the Chargers go? Because so many people or their parents moved here from a different place and they were fans of that place. But also, you got to watch all the good games. So the reason there's so many Steeler fans in Los Angeles is not just because people from Pennsylvania moved out to California. It's because the Steelers were good for the most part for 20 years. So all of their games were on in Southern California. Right. That's kind of the magic to it. Was there's lots of football fans. They're just not football fans of the Chargers, who are a rival, you know, or the Rams, who, even though they won in St. Louis, they weren't really popular. And so it's different. But getting back to it, John Madden dies at the age of 85. And as Rob pointed out, that was the only thing I tweeted about, was his record. Like there's some McVay to it because he was so young.
Yep.
There's some Rex Ryan. He was Rex Ryan before Rex Ryan, in terms of the quotes and how, you know, you couldn't wait to hear what he was going to say before or after the game. And then the consistency of excellence brings you thoughts of whether it's a Belichick or, you know, pick the guy who's been able to go a decade where you almost undersell it when you say he didn't have a losing season. He didn't have close to a losing season.
Right.
That's how good the guy was.
I would take him over Bill Belichick, and only from this standpoint. Bill Belichick obviously coached even way longer and has had won six championships, but you know, when you really, if you're honest and you look through Bill Belichick's career, it's checkered. It's just no way around it. You can't look at it. He had the biggest.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fine of any NFL coach ever for Spygate. There's all these allegations and things swirling around the organization. It's the reason, and people say, well, everybody hates the Patriots because they win too much. I get that, right? People always hated the Yankees and teams that won, but there's something where you just can't feel good about it. Like another shoe is going to drop at some point. And when you talk about the Patriots and their run, and you talk to the St. Louis Rams when they lost the Super Bowl, they swear up and down that the Patriots knew their plays. And there's just an element of cheating there where you talk about John Madden. There's none of that. There's just this guy was a damn good football coach, and he won. So I know.
Right, I'll push back on some of that upcoming in the show. But let's get to this. Rob Parker, I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Carson Wentz, by the way, right now out with COVID, but still has a chance to play on Sunday. And you know, with all the Madden talk, something is changing. It started with the CDC that's changing in sports and is going to have a dramatic effect on this weekend, on this period in sports. We'll get to it next in the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This episode is brought to you by DirecTV Stream. Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on demand, which means you can get all your favorite sports, movies, and shows together. So you can watch new episodes of your favorite reality shows live or binge old episodes on demand. Either way, get ready for some drama. And the best part? DirecTV Stream has no annual contract. DirecTV Stream. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio, along with Rob Parker. I'm Doug Gottlieb, Eric Mangini in a moment. Hey, rocket scientists, look no further for the next big thinker. First-in-class technology, a leader in innovation, and an intelligence not yet seen from an SUV, the 2021 Mercedes-Benz GLE. Learn more at MBUSA. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. So, Carson Wentz is added to a list of 15 Colts players currently on the COVID list. And the Colts are, they take on the Raiders this weekend. They're one win away from securing a playoff spot, which, of course, leads everybody into the added debate of, you know, how should we look at Carson Wentz? And Carson Wentz was unvaccinated. I think the bigger news is that falling in line with the CDC is the quarantine day, the days of quarantine after testing positive in the NFL, if your symptoms improve, it's a very, very, I mean, it's, well, honestly, it sounds like the biggest load of crap ever.
Well, whenever you say, right, because you can't measure, if a guy comes in, if you want to hide it, Doug, and say, oh, no, I'm feeling way better than I was a couple days ago, there's no real measure that you show signs of improvement. What does that mean? I mean, there's no way of gauging that, right?
I felt like I was dying. Now I feel like I'm not dying. I just feel like crap. Okay. Now, look, just full disclosure, okay? Everybody's, I think all of our opinions on this are not out of, we don't understand scientific data, right? Like most of us don't understand scientific data. We're not researching it. It's our own personal perspective. And I can tell you unequivocally, I have my entire street has been infected. I have not. Okay, I am.
Is that right? Your entire street?
I may be overstating, but like, right. I live on a cul-de-sac. A lot of people. I live on a cul-de-sac. None of my family. My son had it a year ago. Mm-hmm. He was the only one to test positive for it. Outside of that, no one else. But we're all vaccinated and boosted. Obviously, the kids can't be boosted yet. But like my neighbor next door, her and her family, they were going to Idaho for Christmas with I don't know, her in-laws, and she tested positive. She stayed home, and she's been really, really sick. Mm. I have neighbors across the street. They have five boys. One's a baby, but the older boys are all high school, and one's in college. They got it. Wasn't that harsh, but the parents got it. They both ran fevers over 103. And I got a buddy who's listening now, my boy Matt in Kansas City. He had a 104 for 2 days. And
that's
and
scary.
He's also that guy who, he's my one friend who on a yearly basis spends time in the hospital. It's always something, right? If you're going to catch something or hurt something, that's that guy.
Right.
And his text to me was, I've had a lot of things. This is the worst I've ever felt in my life. And then we have there's a family friend, there's a whole family, they've gotten sick. And they're really, like, the dad was borderline going to the hospital, and they've gotten some antibody injections or whatever. So I understand that we read stories and we hear, well, in South Africa, it seems to be more mild. This is, it spreads more. But look, more mild could mean you're not going to die from it, or not as many people die from it. People will still die from it. You're going to feel terrible. You just, if not vaccinated, you might not go to the hospital. You won't go to the hospital now. So, I mean, it's, again, and it depends. Some people have had it very mild. I do think it's curious. I don't know if you saw this. The CDC has said this, the quarantine period should cut, but that's for vaccinated people. That's not what the NFL's policy is.
Right. It's for vaccinated or unvaccinated, which is different. And a lot of that, the CDC, I think it was pressure, right? Yes. From, is it the Delta CEO who was complaining about, you know,
well, everybody's complained about it, but
yeah,
I, you know,
about 10 days, you know, like if we remove an employee for 10 days, it has a financial hardship on a company. And,
yes.
And why does it have to be 10 days if they're not showing any signs or they're asymptomatic or whatever? It's a slippery slope, but I'm with you. I'm always going to err on the side of caution because I've seen it firsthand with people. My niece currently in New York is dealing with it, and some close friends have it and are scared. And we saw last year TNT's and NBA.com, Sekou Smith. Remember when he died, Doug?
Yeah.
Like, that really hurt me. We had him on The Odd Couple. December 23rd, I'll never forget. We laughed, we joked, we got information about the NBA. And then January 26th, I'm told he's gone. And it just, he was in his 40s, wife, three kids. It was shocking to me. And so I'm one of those guys who's just serious about it.
Yeah, no. I've never gotten a flu shot before in my life. My family's always gotten flu shots. I never got a flu shot. I've been up on all these shots, and you know, I have a basketball program that I run for 11-year-olds, actually 10-year-olds until, you know, 14-year-olds, and We played through the pandemic, and it probably, like, in hindsight, I don't know what was smart or what wasn't smart in terms of washing hands and wearing masks and whatever. We did whatever we were allowed to do, whatever we've been allowed to do. But the NFL has changed their policy, and now it's a waiting game on a Carson Wentz. And my guess is, miraculously, he's going to feel a little bit better by the time we get to Sunday, which could save the Colts from playing with so many without so many important pieces.
Right.
As they take on the Raiders to get to the playoffs. But that's really the story of the NFL, is not necessarily just about who's good, but who's healthy and how it affects you. And, you know, like the last couple of weeks, you've been watching games. Like, I didn't know who that person is, you know?
Right.
Let's begin Eric Mangini, who joins us. Of course,
Eric Mangini, you mean?
He's a former head coach of the Jets and the Browns. But by the way, Eric, just so you know, we start by talking about John Madden and how ridiculously successful he was as a coach. Yet, because of the power of the video game, I don't know if that story is told enough. Obviously, now with him passing away at 85, as a guy who was a head coach at a very young age in the NFL, when you hear the name John Madden, what do you think?
Well, it's so interesting that you bring up the video game, because my kids only know Madden from the video game, and it's been such a big part of them learning football. And I think it's been a big part of so many people learning football, whether it's exposure to the plays or the coverages or the classic teams where they get to learn about some of the greatest players of all time. That's been great. For anybody who wants to learn more about it. I was recently doing an interview in Australia, and they asked me a way that Australians could learn more about football, and I brought up Madden. For me, too, it goes back to being a kid, because I remember I was very young when he was coaching for the Raiders, but I remember those teams and his presence, and my older brother, Scott, loved the Raiders at the time. But I remember more sitting with my dad and watching games and hearing him talk about what John Madden meant as a sportscaster and the way that he taught the game and what that meant to my dad to be able to learn football from someone like that. It was different than the way that he talked about anybody else. And I think that's what he did so well. You hear about what he did as a coach. And as a broadcaster, it all goes back to teaching and being able to take what can be very complicated at times and create it or put it in a platform that's much more easily digestible. And then that then that much more enjoyable for everybody who's doing it.
Eric, when you look at, and people, of course, will read the old bid and start to do a little research on their own and read, but when you look at his coaching career, 10 years, a Super Bowl, hired at 32 years old, never came close to a losing season, made the playoffs 8 times out of 10 years. I mean, it's phenomenal, and he has the highest winning percentage of any coach in their career with a minimum of 100 games coached. He's got to be ranked as one of the greatest coaches who coached in the NFL, but his name hardly ever comes up.
Yeah, and I imagine because, you know, there's a little bit of hesitation. I know some playoff appearances where maybe they weren't as successful as people had anticipated them to be, but his record is incredible. And remember the type of teams that he was winning with. They were talented, but they weren't your traditional teams. They had a lot of challenging personalities, and they had a lot of different characters, and that was the identity of the Raiders. And it's hard as a coach to get everybody on the same page when you have a lot of guys who are very similar to each other. And then when you've got a lot of big personalities to be able to do that the way that he did it, that's impressive. It's impressive to win that much. It's impressive to win with the types of teams that he had. And then remember, Al Davis was a gigantic personality too and very involved. So he had to navigate through the hands-on owner before there were really a lot of hands-on owners.
Eric Mangini, our guest here on the Dan Patrick Show with Rob Parker. I'm Doug Gottlieb. All right, let's get to the actual play on the football field. Has the league figured out Mac Jones?
I don't think that's a fair assessment. You got to give Mac Jones a ton of credit for what he's been able to do as a rookie, and we lose track of that. We see a bunch of veteran quarterbacks throughout the course of the year where they go through their ups and downs, most notably Patrick Mahomes. I mean, here's a guy who's incredibly accomplished, and he struggled through points of the season. It's not figured out. I do think that more people are playing tight man-to-man coverage and pressuring, which is something that he struggled with early in the season, and I think is probably the way that you have to go until they can make people pay for doing that. Right now, if you play a lot of zone coverage, you don't put a lot of pressure on him, he's going to make the right reads, he's going to get the ball to the right place, he's going to throw a catchable ball, and when you play that tight coverage and now you're pressuring, especially up the middle, because he's not a mobile guy, he's got to make quicker decisions, he's got to make throws into tighter coverage, and I think that's harder. And the way you typically talk people out of that is you throw the ball deep and you get some big plays, and now the risk-reward isn't as great. So that's something to me that he has to do a better job with, or it's like sharks to blood. It just keeps coming in the volume increases dramatically.
Does he have it, Eric? Does he have it in him? Does he have it in him?
Yeah, the way that he's navigated through this and the way that he's been able to operate really at a high efficiency level for where he is in his development, it's impressive. That's hard to do. And he's done it well. So do I think he can figure out ways to keep improving? Yeah, I think he should continue to improve. And he's in such a good system for his skill set, they're going to find the answers.
Eric, a couple weeks ago, it seemed like the narrative was Tom Brady, 44 years old, going to win an MVP, unbelievable, and Aaron Rodgers appears to have overtaken Tom Brady in that race. How surprised are you that, considering the first game of the year, Aaron Rodgers was terrible, the Packers got demolished by the Saints, to where he is with a chance of winning a back-to-back MVP at his age?
Well, I would say the first game of the season was more surprising than the fact that he has a chance to win back-to-back MVPs. And you look at the Packers overall, there's not really one offensive or defensive category where they're knocking it out of the park. I mean, they're kind of middle of the road in a lot of those categories. And the difference is him and his presence. Forget about what he can do, you know, athletically and competitively. He's had a very calming presence on that team. Now, you couldn't say that going in, you know, when we looked at the offseason last year, but since he's been back on the field, it's one of those things where with Tom Brady in New England, you could come off on the sideline. You knew as long as you had Tom, you had a chance. And you just had to hold up your end of the bargain, and he was going to figure out a way to win it when he got the ball back. It's like that with Aaron. I'm sure there's a collective understanding and confidence that as long as we do generally what we need to do, Aaron's going to be the difference in the game.
Eric Mangini is our guest. Another team you obviously used to coach was the Browns. What do they do long term with Baker? And I do think that the idea of getting rid of him at the end of this year is really hard. Obviously, you got the fifth year option they picked up. But how do you think they navigate through his desires for a contract extension, the fact that other extensions, and they have that fifth year option hanging out there?
Well, they don't need to do anything. They can go into next year with the fifth year option. And even after the fifth-year option, you could potentially franchise them, and you get into a little bit of a Kirk Cousins type situation where you pay as you go. And Washington didn't have a conviction on Kirk, and I don't know if Minnesota, looking back, would say that's what they did in terms of free agency and bringing him in and paying what they did, whether they think that's a plus decision, a minus decision. But you have some time to see whether or not you're going to make another jump with Baker, whether this is where he is. But the frustrating thing to me with him is I thought he showed a lot of maturity in the offseason in terms of not getting into fights with people in the media, not talking about things that have no significance whatsoever. And then, what was it, last week where he's bringing up this internal issues that people don't know about. Like, well, I don't get that. There's no reason for that. There's no reason to deflect your performance or try to deflect it onto something, some mysterious in-house problem. Like, that stuff to me gets old. It gets old quick. And I'm sure frustrating from an organizational standpoint.
Eric, there's a job opening in Jacksonville. Are you interested in being a head coach again?
Look, I think that everybody's interested in being
Okay, no, I wanted to ask you, give you a chance to just so people, if they want to know, and I do want to know, would it be fair to say that hiring a college coach is probably not going to be on their slate after what happened with Urban Meyer down there?
The college game, the pro game, is dramatically different, and I think we see that pretty much every year or every other year. It takes time to transition into this game versus what you're having in college. Yeah, I would say they should probably go with someone with a pro background. I'd probably go the coordinator route. My pick would be Brian Daboll from Buffalo. I think what he's done with Josh Allen has been impressive. He shows that.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
He can develop young talent.
And what about Jim Caldwell, who was with the Lions and got them to the playoffs and got unceremoniously dumped in Detroit?
Yeah, I think Jim is another really good option as well. You know, Trent Baalke is going to have a very strong hand in every decision that's made there from a personnel perspective. So whoever you bring in has to be willing to work in that context. You know, Jim Caldwell got a rough deal, and to see him get an opportunity like that, I think it'd be great.
Eric, what happens in Las Vegas now with Mayock?
Yeah, that's a good question, because you don't really know how much pull he had. Did he control the draft and John controlled free agency? Did they share those roles? He didn't have final say. So how many of these draft picks can you say, okay, they're his draft picks? And I don't know that. Hopefully the owner knows that and can assess him based on what he actually did. Now, he set up the draft board, I'm sure, and he set the table for a lot of things. But without knowing what are those decisions, good and bad, he really controlled, it's tough to assess him as the GM. I would think that they probably clean house and
start over.
You know, go with a new administration. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Eric, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Eric. Hey, I'm coming to Cleveland
thanks.
For the All-Star Game. Don't duck me this time when I come to Cleveland.
Rob, I will be happy to have you over and entertain you and hear you badmouth Tom Brady for 14 hours in a row.
All right, I can't
that
wait.
That should be your New Year's resolution, Rob. That should be your New Year's resolution.
New Year's resolution to let that one die.
Let that one go.
Gotta let that one go. That's not. If that's the hill you want to die on, consider yourself deceased, and we'll send you back. Eric, Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us.
20 years.
Yeah. Hey.
Talk to you soon.
Yeah, we'll talk soon, my man. Stay well.
All right. Speaking of Brian Daboll, he's the OC of the Buffalo Bills. How dangerous are they? We'll discuss that upcoming next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you're looking for the perfect birthday gift to make your friends and family feel the love on their special day, check out 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers is your ultimate birthday gifting destination, with thoughtful and artfully crafted options guaranteed to deliver the best smiles. Make every birthday brighter with gorgeous bouquets, gifts, and more. To get 15% off on your order, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15 for 15% off.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Good morning to you. Happy New Year. I mean, it's not New Year yet, but it's you're quite all right wishing people a Happy New Year. Doug Gottlieb and Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes here on the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. You just heard Eric Mangini talk about Brian Daboll, and it's interesting. People were critical of Brian Daboll when Josh Allen wasn't playing well for a couple weeks, and now Brian Daboll is a genius because they go in, they hammer the Buffalo Bills. They hammer the New England Patriots. Where are you on the Bills in terms of their viability here, getting ready for the postseason?
I like them a lot. I think that, they had their big hiccups losing to the Jacksonville Jaguars in the game, if you remember, where they didn't even score a touchdown in that game. I mean, so I think a lot of people said, they're not, they had the great year last year, but they're not the same. And they were going the other way. And remember, they started the year, I don't know, Doug, was it week two or three where they beat – they beat the brakes off of Kansas City in Kansas City. So you saw that early on, and they looked like they were going to be great. And then you saw the lull and the bad games. But that was a big game in Foxborough. And, Doug, the play that really, to me, was the game was Josh Allen on that fourth down where he had to make a move. He could have easily been sacked for a loss. And do you remember the move I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, just incredible. That's all him, where a defender has him dead to rights, and he just sidesteps this guy with a move. And the thing that, despite all of the record's not beautiful, 9-6, some of the losses are terrible, but they're top three in the NFL in total team defense and total team offense. Top three in each of them. No other NFL team is there. So I think they're scary. If they get it together, that was a big win. They got dominated and embarrassed by the Patriots up in Buffalo, only to come back in an important game and beat them in New England. So I like the Buffalo Bills and the AFC going in. I mean, I know Kansas City is there. The Ravens are down and out. So I look at Buffalo and I look at Kansas City, but I think Buffalo is going to be a tough out.
No, I think they are too. I also think they're built more to stop. They're not built to stop the Patriots the way the Patriots played, going to Buffalo. Whereas they're built to beat Kansas City, who they've already beaten. The AFC is interesting. I want to buy into them, but as you point out, they lost to Jacksonville. I want to buy into the Chargers, and even though they're missing,
I can't buy into the Chargers. Oh my God.
It was bad, but bad. you also got to factor in the fact they didn't have half their team. Although the Texans didn't have half their team, right?
But they didn't lose to the Texans. I mean, they got their butts kicked. I was surprised. Weren't you surprised at that?
I was absolutely surprised. I was stunned by it. Stunned by it. But again, it's like there's no Derwin James, there's no Joey Bosa. You know, there's no Austin Eckler. Like, that's a dramatically different team than the one, if they make the playoffs, would be out there. So, you know, we circle back around, and at the end of the day, you're like, all right, it still goes through Kansas City if you want to get there. And, yes, we saw Buffalo winning Kansas City, but can you do it? Can you do it again, and can you do it in January? That's a different question.
No doubt, and especially Kansas City has gotten righted. They were teetering on, going the other way. It was bad. They looked terrible, and now they've got righted the ship, so you're right.
No, it's going to be fascinating to watch as we get ready for the playoffs, the AFC, because though Kansas City does, there's also, you could point to, hey, some of those teams weren't great, but now they're finding a way. Now the offense is clicking to go along with the defense, which is dramatically improved. And, you know, the things we had questions about seems to be answered as of now. We'll see. But I agree with you. Buffalo, a very dangerous team. All right, coming up next, the Lakers beat the Rockets. LeBron and Westbrook each had triple-doubles. But Kareem had something to say about LeBron. We'll get to it next.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council. Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Z
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.